Now for part two of our story that you will only hear on KYW News Radio. An 85-year-old Philadelphia woman died in a nursing home and was quietly buried in Montgomery County. So quietly, her family didn't find out until 7 months later. As KYW Community Affairs reporter Cherry Gregg found out, her case is a symptom of a much larger problem.
To me, right now, she's gone. We have the memories.
David Wilson and his sister Ashley are next of kin for Ruth Pasley.
I definitely didn't want that for my grandmother.
The 85-year-old died New Year's Eve of last year, but they didn't find out until 7 months later. Then, in August, they learned she was buried in a grave with four other bodies at a cemetery 45 minutes from their home.
No name, no nothing. Like, how do we know my grandma is here?
The family lost touch after a court-appointed guardian took over.
There are people who feel, especially if they're not local or they're not close family, that they have a guardian that they're taking care of.
Diane Menio runs CARI, a nonprofit that advocates for the elderly. She says Pennsylvania's guardianship laws fail to adequately protect seniors.
The statute, as it exists now, requires people to report, but it doesn't require a whole lot beyond that.
Guardians are not even required to visit their clients.
We recommend at least once a month, but that rarely happens.
Menio says doing a thorough job requires calls, visits, and family communication, but compensation from poor seniors is only $100 a month, so some guardians run a volume business to make ends meet. As for the court,
they don't have the resources to do the kind of monitoring that they should be doing.
The Philadelphia Orphans Court reports that Miss Ruth's guardian, James Tyler, has one of the larger guardian caseloads. Annual reports indicate Tyler earned at least $1,100 a year for Miss Ruth, but over the 2.5 years he represented her, his office visited one time for just 10 minutes. Mr. Tyler did not respond to repeated requests for comments.
It's time consuming to be able to do what you need to do.
Seasoned guardian Keelan Berry sits on the Pennsylvania Elder Law Task Force.
We need to have some stronger system of supporting guardianship.
In part three of this series, we'll tell you what's being done to close the cracks in the system. Cherry Gregg, KYW News Radio.